Module 11, Calculating the Return on Investment, ROI. Companies often spend a lot of money on training, so it only makes sense that they will want to see what they got back from the training. In some cases, this may be easy. You may be able to see a drop in hard numbers, like product defects, customer complaints, or days absent, as a result of your training. In other cases, the benefit might involve something much harder to calculate, like reduced stress, improved teamwork, or better communication. This module will show you how to calculate the return on investment, ROI, for any training program. A basic ROI formula looks like this. ROI equals program benefits divided by program costs times 100. The result will give you a percentage. Identifying and measuring tangible benefits. Tangible benefits are those with a number attached to them. Some examples include rate of absenteeism or turnover, sales, profits, number or dollar value of returns, number or percentage of customer complaints, length of downtime due to accidents, machine failure, etc., production volume, error or defect rate, customer and/or employee satisfaction, response time. When gathering these metrics, make sure to gather information for a few months before and a few months after the time period that you are measuring, as well as data for the same time period in years previous. You will also want to be aware of external factors that could affect your data, such as weather, economic conditions, and changes in the company. Identifying and measuring intangible benefits. Training often provides more intangible benefits, such as better communication, improved anger and stress management, clearer writing skills, or more effective time management. It can be hard to put dollars and cents values on these skills. However, we are often asked to do so to prove that the training has been worthwhile. Here are some ways to convert intangible benefits to hard numbers. Calculate the time saved in hours and multiply by the person's hourly wage. Tie the intangible benefit to a tangible benefit, calculating total costs. Our next step is identifying the cost of the program. This should include employee salaries paid while they were attending the program, trainee expenses such as food, hotel, and transportation, cost of materials and facility for the program, facilitator cost before, during, and after the program, development and licensing costs, administrative costs, making a business case. All of the evaluations and measurements that you perform before, during, and after a training session should give you quantifiable, consistent information about the training that you performed. This information will help you improve your training programs, have confidence in yourself as a trainer, gain support for your programs. You can also use this information when building a business case or proposal for your next training program. A business case usually has the following items: executive summary, background information to provide context, needs analysis, recommendations, anticipated benefits, estimated cost, next steps, references, and supporting materials. Case study. Jennifer watched her hard-earned money go down the drain. Jennifer's wallet had grown thin. It felt like her money just flew out of her hands and out the window. Jennifer couldn't wait to see the return on her very lofty investment. Jennifer usually kept a close eye on all of her finances. When she put everything, including the kitchen sink, into her company's training program, she had no idea what a tight squeeze it would put on her bottom line. Jennifer chomped at the bit, waiting to see positive results. Finally, a little bird from the office arrived with good news. Profits were on an upswing and production had doubled. Jennifer jumped for joy at the sound of that. Her investment had paid off.